Inspector West. Calling Chief Inspector West.
Stand by for West. A crime file based on John Creasy's novel, Battle for Inspector West. Dramatized for radio by Maurice Travers. Battle for Inspector West, starring Patrick Allen as Chief Inspector Roger West of Scotland Yard and Sarah Lawson as his wife Janet. Part 2, Terror for a Bride.
You've got the key to this other room.
Of course.
Right, then use it.
It's not locked. But West, I locked it myself.
Now, this other door to the bathroom. Well, hurry, man.
It's not locked either. Chris, darling, West.
The room's empty. She's gone.
But...
out of the way. The bathwater's still hot.
But West, you and I were in the next room.
Come on. Grant, you stay here, but don't touch a thing. I'll send up one of the Dorset police to take over from you.
How is it possible? How could anyone...
Not just anyone. We're up against Corrosion.
Corrosion. He's got her. He's got Chris. For all your promises of safety and protection, West, if she's dead...
Grant.
If she's been murdered like that poor young devil last night, savaged by an Alsatian dog...
Christine's not dead, Grant.
How the hell can you know?
Well, think, man. If Corrosion had wanted your wife killed, we'd have found her in that bathroom. He's had her kidnapped to get back at you. But she's alive, Grant. Your wife's alive. Hang on to that.
Come on, go. Let's hear something out of you. Just something. Oh, blimey. Denny, pull up. Stop. Stop this flipping van. Do you hear me?
What's the matter?
Pull up and get round here. In the back here and sharpish. Oh, Lord. Come on, girl. Open your eyes. Or make a sound. Just a sound.
What's the idea? You know the drill. No stock till we get to the old quarry. The other car's waiting.
Yeah, let them bleeding wait. Denny, we're in bother. Dead bother. She don't come to.
What?
I can't bring her round, Denny.
You stupid grape. What the hell did you do to her back in that bathroom?
Nothing. I just shoved the towel over her head till she passed out and then...
If you shoved too tight, Cocker, if you creased her...
Don't say that.
If she snapped it, you'll be saying something. Your prayers, mate. And some for me and all. You know the orders and you know the gaffer.
Oh, for God's sake, belt up. Belt up about it.
When I get nightmares, Cocker, that's what they're made of. Mr. Corrosion just looking at me with that smile of his.
Oh.
We've got to bring her around or you and me are meat for the worms as well. So let's get working. And pull that door shut. We don't want nobody getting too nosy.
What? Yes, Inspector. Well, that's got to be the answer.
West.
It's the only possible answer. The van.
West.
When I'm through on the phone, Mr. Grant, come in if you like, but shut the door. Sorry, Inspector. Well, you know what's wanted. Get calls out to all police patrols. To be on the lookout for a small delivery van, color green, lettering in white on both sides, Jellabies, fruiterers, and florists. That's right. And don't waste a minute, Inspector. Now, Mr. Grant.
What's all this about a delivery van?
That's how your wife was smuggled out of Uplands.
In a florist van?
It makes regular trips up here from their shop in town with flowers for the hotel. It was obviously hijacked this trip and taken over by Corrosion's men. It looks like he had another man planted inside the hotel.
So, the van got in and out of Uplands with no trouble at all. And you said this place would be so easy to guard, so remote and isolated. If that's what you call efficient police work.
Now, just a minute.
Don't bother giving me explanations or excuses. This whole thing was your idea, using our honeymoon to set a trap for Corrosion. Chris was to be protected every single minute of the day, and now she's disappeared. Right from under your nose.
Grant.
Well, you find her, you hear me? Find Christine, or you'll find yourself out of your Scotland Yard office block and back to pounding a beat, Chief Inspector. I'll have your hide, if it takes every penny I own and every ounce of influence I've got.
Denny, it's no use. You're never gonna do it. The kiss of life don't work.
Cocker, if it don't, it'll be the kiss of death for you and me, mate.
I say we ought to scarp her. Ditch her and the van right here and get out of it.
You've got to be joking. You ever hear of anyone getting away from Corrosion? Here goes again.
Denny, she's moving. You done it. You done it.
And you can thank your lucky stars I have.
She's opening her eyes.
What?
No, you don't, doll. No noise. Now, I'll take my hand away if you promise to keep nice and quiet. Let's have a nod to show you'll be a good girl. Right, then.
Oh, what? What are you going to do with me?
And no call to get excited now.
I know you. You're one of the waiters in the hotel.
Quiet, I said. Got the hypodermic, Cocker?
Yeah, right here.
No, please don't.
Just a shot to put you to sleep, you boys, that's all. And then, Cocker, we get moving. Down to the old quarry, as per ordered.
Scotland Yard.
West here. Put me through to the AC.
I beg your pardon, sir?
This is Chief Inspector West calling. I want the Assistant Commissioner, Sir Guy Chatworth.
Yes, sir. One moment.
Chatworth?
West here, sir.
Well, anything new to report, Roger?
Nothing very good, I'm afraid, sir.
Very well. You may consider you've prepared me for the worst. Let's have it.
Corrosion's got clear away with Christine Grudd.
Ah. No trace of that delivery van?
Yes, the van was found abandoned at a disused quarry. They switched to another vehicle. The real driver was found there, too, quite all right, apart from a bit of shock.
Did you get any description of the man who hijacked his van?
I hardly saw them.
Ah.
Corrosion's done it. He sprung my trap right back in my face.
How's young Grant taking it?
Well, his bride's disappearance. Snatched the day after their wedding, the first day of their honeymoon.
It's hit Grant pretty hard, you'd say.
He's going through hell. That's what I'd say.
Well, I take it you'll want a general alarm out for Christine Grant.
Yes, sir. I'd also like a net out for any Corrosion man, anyone ever known to have worked for him or had any connection with him. We might pick up a lead that way. Lord knows I could use one.
Nothing your end?
Only one, sir. That's blown up in my face, too. A man named Prendergast, a guest here at Uplands. Seems he dropped some veiled hints to young Grant last night. Now there's no sign of him. He's vanished.
Get over that
Keep at it, you chaps. I want every inch of the shrubbery gone over, understand?
On your Inspector.
West, what's all this?
Oh, it's you, Grant. Sergeant, keep your men well spread out.
I spotted you from my window. What goes on?
Oh, self-evident, isn't it?
I thought you'd already searched the hotel grounds.
We're searching them again.
For what? What do you hope to find?
If we find it, I'll tell you.
Wait a minute. I didn't realize at first. Everything looks so different in the daylight, but... Well, surely this is where we...
Where you and your wife found that young fellow last night, yes.
And spotted the Alsatian going toward the orchard.
Inspector?
Hmm?
Over here.
Right with you, Sergeant. Well, come on, Grant, since you're here. Well, Sergeant.
Look at this, sir.
A knife?
A kitchen carving knife.
Yeah.
You see what's on the blade?
Blood.
It's not rust. You found this here, Sergeant?
Yes, sir.
Hmm. What's that under those bushes?
Looks like a... Like a shoe, sir.
Come on. Right, drag him out, Sergeant. Right, let's have a look at him. Turn him over.
Good Lord.
Is this the man who talked to you last night, Grant?
Yes. Yes, that's Prendergast. Look at his chest.
Mm. He told you he was an artist, didn't he? It seems he met another. A knife artist. One on Mr. Corrosion's payroll, by the looks of it.
Then you think I was right? That Prendergast painted the mask, Corrosion's face, and scared Chris half out of her wits?
Yes, I think you were right.
But why should he be murdered?
Oh, outlived his usefulness, possibly, or perhaps he got scared, threatened to come to the police with whatever he knew.
Have you any idea who's done this?
An hour ago, I learned that Prendergast was seen talking to one of the waiters late last night, a new man. He's only been at Uplands for the past week. He was on duty this morning, but hasn't been seen since your wife disappeared. I'll be putting out an alarm for him.
Just like you've done for Chris when it's too late? Is that why you're a chief inspector so early in your career? Because you're so good at shutting stable doors?
All right, Grant, that'll do.
Like hell it will. I've already told you once, and I meant it. Every word. You get Chris back to me, unharmed, untouched, or I'll break you.
Grant. I've been making allowances for you, but I've just about had enough of it. Instead of throwing your weight around, I suggest you think back a little. And you might consider putting at least part of the blame where it belongs, at your own door.
Are you crazy?
No, I don't think so. You once had the chance to bring Corrosion to justice, and you deliberately let him off the hook. Has it ever occurred to you how many people would suffer because of it?
Look, all I wanted...
I know what you wanted. You raided his flat, you found records of some of his crimes, but you didn't bring them to us. You destroyed the evidence because it contained what he was using to blackmail your father. Sir Mortimer Grant was all you could think of then. Now all you can think about is your wife. Well, my thoughts go a good deal further. To all Corrosion's victims, past, present, and future. What's the matter? Suddenly lost your tongue? Now, you understand this. We'll do everything we can to get your wife back. That goes for me and every other policeman in the country. We'll do it not just because it's our job, but because we're thinking of a lot of other poor devils quite apart from Mr. Michael Grant, millionaire.
Look, Wes.
And one more thing. Look, it's virtually certain Corrosion will contact you. When he does, don't get any crazy notions about trying anything on your own.
What makes you think he'll contact me?
He wants something from you, or he'd have had Christine killed. So when he gets in touch, play along. But if you've any sense at all, you'll come and tell me what he's asking you to do. You'll come straight to me, Mr. Grant.
Yes, all right. Chelsea 1492.
Well, now, that's a pretty sexy way to give out a phone number.
Roger.
And at this early hour of the day, too.
Oh, it's good to hear you, darling. I was rather expecting you to phone last night.
I couldn't, Jan. I wasn't through until late. You'd have been fast asleep. I'm still not through. Have you seen the paper this morning?
Not yet. Why? What is it, trouble?
Mm-hmm.
Bad?
Oh, it couldn't be much worse. I'm not earning the compliments of the press at the moment.
Darling, What's gone wrong up there? What's in the morning paper?
The headlines. A second murder at Uplands. Mm. And the disappearance of Mrs. Michael Grant.
No.
Corrosion's got her, Jan. Whisked her off right under my nose. His neatest conjuring trick yet. Oh, blast him. If I could get my hands on him just once...
Now, Roger, stop it.
Yes, all right.
Now, listen to me, darling. Whatever you do, you mustn't turn this into a private war.
It's that already. He slipped through my fingers so often.
Well, perhaps that's why. Just because getting him has always meant so much to you.
Jan, this is no ordinary villain. Corrosion's big time. He's vicious and deadly dangerous. Even when he was out of England, his organization was still operating.
So you'll need all your wits about you, Roger. And I'm not only thinking of you, I'm thinking of that poor girl, too. And I remember how happy she looked coming out of that church. Makes me turn quite cold to think of it. Oh, it's dark. So dark. Where?
Does the dog frighten you, Mrs. Grant?
Who's that? Who's there?
I have been waiting for you to wake up.
Who are you? I can't see anything. It's so dark in here.
The curtains are drawn. Now the dog is quite under control, Mrs. Grant.
Where is it?
Beside my chair. An Alsatian.
Don't let it come near me.
You're very afraid, aren't you? Fear is a valuable emotion. The parent of respect, the mother of obedience. And obedience is something on which I place a great deal of importance.
Who are you?
This is our first meeting, Mrs. Grant. In person, that is to say. But I think you will know me if I pull the curtains aside.
You
yes,
are...
Yes, Mrs. Grant. I am Corrosion.
So, all the Corrosion men have gone to ground, have they, sir?
Yeah, it would appear so, Roger. We've given all their usual haunts a going over. Pubs, clubs, restaurants, nothing doing.
Well, we're not having much luck, are we, sir?
The moment, no.
Can't find that waiter for Prendergast's murder, and as for Christine Grant, not a clue. Corrosion's winning all the way along the line. He's beaten me hollow.
A word of advice, Roger.
Well, I'll get him if it's the last thing I do.
I'm speaking to you, Chief Inspector.
Sorry, sir.
Don't make this a personal vendetta, Roger.
That's exactly what Janet said, sir.
And did she? I've always had a high opinion of that wife of yours. She's perfectly right. It'd be an error to make this a personal issue. Clouds the judgment. You'll need all of that before this business is over. Let me remind you of what you said yourself. There's more behind all this than Corrosion's desire for revenge on young Grant.
I'm more sure of that than ever, though I still haven't the foggiest idea what it is. Incidentally, sir, I'd like to have some information on Arthur Morley's whereabouts.
Well, the girl's father? For what reason, precisely?
Well, I haven't got a precise reason. Call it a hunch, if you like. Kerosian just might be making use of him.
Oh?
Well, Morley's recently out of prison, and Kerosian tried to blackmail Michael Grant about him just before the wedding.
Did he?
What's more, Arthur Morley was at the church. Janet and I saw him. Outside, keeping well back where Christine couldn't spot him.
Hmm. Well, I suppose that's to his credit. Spectre at the feast and all that. Quite a considerable spectre when you think of it. 13 years for murder. His own wife, the girl's mother. He was damn lucky to get a reprieve at all, if you ask me.
Well, his daughter could use some of that luck right now, sir. We know what happens to girls who get into Kerosian's clutches.
Quite. Most of the ones we know of were empty-headed little fools, of course, with bigger bust measurements than brains, and asking for trouble. All the same, they wound up with a devil of a sight more than they bargained for, or deserved.
Yes? Ah, yes. You may take the tray now.
Okay, Mr. Kerosian.
You did not eat very much, Mrs. Grant.
No, I didn't feel like it. Where am I? Where is this place?
That doesn't concern you. What does possibly is the fact that the grounds are guarded by armed men and a number of Alsatian dogs. I don't take you for a fool, my dear. Any notions of escape would be unintelligent of you.
Why have I been brought here? What are you going to do with me?
I'm going to ask you to come and sit down here on the settee beside me.
I'm all right where I am.
Come here, Mrs. Grant. Have you forgotten what I told you so soon? The stress that I lay on obedience?
No, I haven't forgotten.
Good. Very good. So sit down. A little closer. I asked you to move a little closer.
All right.
If you're imagining what I suspect, I can disabuse you. You're a very beautiful young woman, but your attractions don't concern me. That may concern others.
Others?
I want you to look at something. A photograph album. It is part of a set. Yes, I think this page. Millicent Beswick. Look at her, Mrs. Grant. A beautiful girl, too, wouldn't you say?
Yes, she's very beautiful.
Now look at the next photograph.
It's... But it can't be.
It is also Millicent Beswick.
But she looks like an old woman.
Yeah. The photographs were taken at an interval of only 4 years. This is what might be described as a before and after collection.
But what could...
In many interesting, although remote parts of our world, Mrs. Grant, there is an unflagging demand for beautiful women. I'll leave this here with you. Browsing through it should be a salutary way for you to pass the time.
Is that what you intend for me?
For the moment, all you need to know is that you are part of my plan.
To get back at Michael, because you failed to kill him.
Failed?
When that dog at Uplands killed someone else by mistake.
There was no mistake.
No mistake? What do you mean?
If I had wanted your husband dead, it would have happened. Michael Grant was in no danger that night.
Are you trying to say that you set the Alsatian onto a completely innocent man? Deliberately?
Quite deliberately, Mrs. Grant. Just as the mask in your wardrobe, the shot fired at you by the swimming pool, they were all deliberate.
You murdered an utter stranger to frighten us.
It happened to fit into my scheme of things.
Oh, but it's monstrous. I can't believe anybody
Perhaps
could...
you can now understand why people obey me. Just as you do, and as your husband will.
Excuse me, Mr. Grant.
Waiter, good. Bring me another whiskey.
You're wanted on the telephone, sir.
Who is it, did they say?
No, sir, they just asked for you.
Where's the phone?
It's the one in the booth, just outside the dining room, sir.
Right, thanks.
Hello? Michael Grant.
Speaking. Who's that?
My name doesn't matter at the moment. I'm calling about your wife.
Chris!
You'll be glad to know she's safe.
What do you mean by safe?
Exactly what I say, Mr. Grant. She's quite unharmed. And she'll remain that way as long as you do precisely what you're told. I hope that's clear.
What are you after? Money?
No, Mr. Grant. Now first, and this is vital, you mustn't mention this call to the police under any circumstances. Unless that's understood, I shall hang up at once.
All right, understood.
Good. Next, you must leave the hotel. Drive to Salisbury.
Salisbury? Why?
Don't ask questions, just listen. If you're followed by the police, go to the Castle Hotel in Salisbury, have a drink, and drive straight back to Uplands. Have you got that?
Yes, go on.
If they don't follow you, or if you can shake them off, then go to Salisbury Railway Station and get the 8:31 for London.
The 8:31?
It's the last through train. When you arrive at Waterloo Station, go into the long bar and wait. You'll be contacted again there and given your next instructions.
Contacted by whom?
No questions, Mr. Grant. Just follow the orders to the letter.
Now, wait a minute. Salisbury. The 8:31 to Waterloo.
She must be home. Come on, Jan.
Chelsea 1492.
Jan, it's Roger.
Oh.
I'm ringing you from Salisbury Station.
Salisbury? What on earth are you
doing? Now, don't interrupt. Just listen. I was tailing young Grant, but he must have known it, and he's managed to lose me.
I'm listening.
Well, by a piece of sheer luck, I spotted his car outside the station here, and the booking clerk remembers him buying a ticket to Waterloo. But the train's gone 10 minutes ago.
So you've only just missed him?
It gets into Waterloo at 10:26. I want you to be there, Jan.
Me?
And that's what I said. You'll know him. You saw him at the church, but he won't know you.
But, why me?
Well, he's obviously trying to dodge the police. I have to play this one pretty close to my chest. Now, I don't want anyone around who could even be remotely mistaken for a copper, male or female. So, get to Waterloo, watch what he does, where he goes. I'll make it there as fast as I can. I'll drive like the clappers.
Yes, all right. But be careful.
Don't worry. With any luck, I shouldn't be too far behind the train. And don't worry about looking for me at Waterloo. I'll find you.
All right, darling.
Oh, just one more thing. Hmm? I'll be calling the yard. I want Chatworth to send two patrol cars to wait outside Waterloo in Station Approach Road. Now, if Grant leaves the station, go to the patrol boys, tell them to tail him. If not, you keep watch yourself till I get there, all right?
Yes, of course.
Good girl. Okay, then, till we meet at Waterloo. Oh, and Lady Wellington, you ought to wear your boots. Bye for now. Jan.
Oh, Roger, you made me jump.
Not out of your boots, though. I see you did wear them. I was only kidding. What about Grant? Is he still here?
Yes, in the long bar over there. He headed straight for it as soon as he stepped off the train. I popped in once, just to make sure he was still there.
Oh, fine. Anyone with him?
No, he was just sitting at one of the tables.
Then we can take it his contact hasn't shown up yet.
Contact?
Well, that's what he's waiting for, obviously.
Ah. Roger. Look.
Well.
And making straight towards the long bar.
So that's Grant's contact. Jan, you get in there. I'll have to keep out of sight as much as possible. Try and get as close to them as you can. See if you can pick up any of the conversation. Well, turn those boots around, my girl. Start walking. Off you go.
Right, you go. Wait, you know where you're going?
Do you mind if I join you at this table, sir?
Well, actually, I'm expecting someone.
I am the someone, Mr. Grant.
Oh, are you? You've taken your time turning up.
We have to be careful, very careful. I'll pull my chair a little closer. That's it.
All right. What now?
Do you know me, Mr. Grant?
No, and I don't particularly. Wait a minute, your voice. Was it you who...
Who spoke to you on the telephone? Yes. But that's not what I meant. Have you ever seen me before? Or a photograph of me?
No, I haven't.
Then you'll have to know. And I'm afraid I must warn you. It'll be something of a shock. I am Arthur Morley.
Morley?
I can appreciate how you must feel. Morley, the murderer, your father-in-law. But believe me, there would never have been a meeting between us, not ever, if it hadn't been for all this.
You mean you're tied up in it? When it's Christine, your own daughter?
I'm only involved in the same way that you are, Mr. Grant, under compulsion.
But you know where she is, where Chris has been taken.
Yes, madam, is there something wrong?
Oh, do forgive me, I've dropped my handbag. No, please, I can get it.
I'll do it. Here you are.
Thank you. So kind of you.
Well, come on, man. What about Chris? Do you know where she is?
No, Mr. Grant. I was only ordered to phone you to meet you here with the next part of your instructions and warned that we'd be watched. That if I stepped out of line, Christine would suffer for it.
Corrosion, the filthy...
Mr. Grant, we daren't go against him. That man I used to hear talk now and then while I was in prison. You can't begin to know what he's like. Are you sure you weren't followed?
West came after me from Uplands, but I managed to lose him in Salisbury, as you told me.
Good, very good.
So, now let's have my instructions.
You must go down to the underground to take the tube to Victoria and... What is it now, madam? Your handbag again?
No, it's my lipstick, I'm afraid. Oh, dear, I'm so sorry. It fell somewhere. Oh, yes, there it is. It's terribly clumsy of me. I do apologize. Oh, I beg your pardon.
It's all right. Here's me, gents. You spare an old fella a couple of bob.
Some other time. Clear off, will you?
What about your friend, then? What about you, eh, Mr. Marley?
What? Oh, yes, certainly. Here you are.
Jack, have you, your gentleman. Let me shake your brother hand.
Ah.
That's the ticket, sir. Sir, very much.
What the devil? Morley, how did he know your name?
One of Corrosion's watchdogs, Mr. Grant. I told you we'd be under observation.
What have you got there?
A scrap of paper. A note he slipped into my hand.
Well, what's it say?
It says... That you didn't follow orders, Mr. Grant.
What?
You didn't lose Inspector West in Salisbury. He's here, right here on Waterloo Station.
Here?
Do you realize exactly what that means, what you've done? You've disobeyed Corrosion. And you've signed my daughter's death warrant.
You've been listening to Patrick Allen and Sarah Lawson... in the second part of Battle for Inspector West by John Creasy. Listen to Shadow on a Millionaire, the next episode of John Fawcett Wilson's production of Battle for Inspector West.